This is how you sell like a mind reader. How you get homeowners to reveal all of the information, sensitive information, and even answers to questions that would otherwise be completely inappropriate for you to ask. It is a powerful technique that could be abused in the wrong hands. It is an advanced sales technique, but here's the thing. It is stupid simple. So simple that a rookie who got started yesterday can use it, and a guy or gal who's been selling for decades can use this technique in the very next sales appointment you run to get the information you need to start closing even more sales. So the next time you have a situation like this one, when the homeowner says something like, hey, we need to wait until we get our tax refund to do the roof, I know that you're chomping at the bit. You just wanna know, well, how much is the tax refund? But it would be wildly inappropriate, pushy, and invasive for you to say, yeah, well, how much is your tax refund? Come on, you can't say that. You know that, I know that, but you can use this technique instead. So watch all the way to the end. You're gonna see how all of this ties in and will get you to find out exactly how much that tax refund is without even asking a single question. Ready? Let's get started. Hey, welcome or welcome back. Adam Bensman here, and I cannot wait to get into this video to teach you how to sell like a mind reader. This technique, you're not only gonna be able to apply in sales, but in your personal life as well. Now, I caution you, in this video, I was actually quite nervous to produce because I know if this content falls into the wrong hands, this stuff can be used for evil. This is why I wanna include a disclaimer. What you're about to learn is an incredibly powerful technique, a technique, in fact, that I learned from the FBI, a gentleman named Jack Schaefer, who wrote this book called The Truth Detector. He wrote another book, by the way, called The Like Switch, L-I-K-E, both of which are great reads. And these techniques have helped change my sales life, and they've helped me in my personal life as well. So before I teach this technique to you, I want to share a story with you about how I use this technique to become a mind reader that I used in my personal life to get someone to reveal sensitive information that they were literally instructed not to share with anybody. And then you're gonna see how we put this to use in roofing sales, all right? So here's a story. My wife Sheena and I, we went out for our wedding anniversary last year. I found this gorgeous resort in Western Colorado in the mountains right on the corner of Utah with the most epic, beautiful views, luxury resort with the coolest amenities, like a $150 million private car museum, helicopter tours, trophy trucks, and more. Now, we pulled up, we go to check in, and we had rented a beautiful room with a private patio and our own hot tub. But to our surprise, we couldn't use that room. They said something was wrong with it. Now, later I found out it's because the hot tub was broken. And I'm thinking, well, why don't you just fix it or put us in another room? Something was fishy. And then we went to the car museum, but it was closed and there were no cars inside, but the website wasn't updated. So we walked over to the Adventure Center to check out the trophy trucks and the helicopter tours, and those were gone too. Now see, all of the staff was covering everything up. They didn't say why. They just say, oh yeah, we used to have that. We've just simplified to what we're really excellent at. We've made some changes. Now, no one shared a thing. They were clearly tight-lipped trying to make it appear that everything was going fine. But in my heart of hearts, I'm like, you know what? It's not seasonality, like they said. We're not in the off season. Something's up. Now, I had nothing to gain, but I wanted to put this technique to use. So we went out to lunch, we sat down, ordered our pizza, and the server came over and I used this technique. Now, I couldn't ask him this question. I couldn't say, hey, what's the truth, man? What's going on? Because clearly all of them had been instructed not to share what's going on. So I go to the server and I say, man, that must have been a real heartbreaker to have to sell a $150 million car collection to keep this place afloat and start fixing everything. And just like that, I made an assumption and I shared a statement, and you'll be shocked at what happened next, because my server leaned right on the table and said, yeah, man, it's been really tough. And he starts sharing the liquidation of the cars, selling off of other assets, shrinking down their room capacity, minimizing the menu, items that are broken in the hotel but aren't getting fixed. And he spilled his guts all because I made an assumptive statement that turned out to be true, which, by the way, I just made a complete assumption, and he validated it and added to the story. But I think you and I both know if I asked him, what's going on here? Why is everything broken? Are you guys in financial trouble? He'd say, no, we're just minimizing. This is our seasonality. We're shrinking down to what we're good at. But I used a different technique to sell like a mind reader, the use of an assumptive statement, which the official term for this technique is called elicitation. Now, this technique is so powerful that in sales, when you run into a time when a homeowner might say something like, hey, I want to wait until I get my tax refund. You want to ask so desperately. You want to know, well, how much is it? Because that's going to help you facilitate the sale. And because it's inappropriate, it's invasive, and it's pushy to ask, we do this instead. Hey, Mr. Homeowner, I am so glad to hear that you've got thousands of dollars coming back in your tax refund to help with this roof replacement. And because I use an assumptive statement known as elicitation, one of two things will happen. Thing number one, the homeowner is going to say, I am so glad too. You know, we're getting about $5,000 and it's going to be wildly helpful. Or number two, they're going to correct you because it's wrong. I wish it was $5,000. We're getting like $900 back. And just like that, the use of a statement, humans by nature cannot help it but to either validate the assumption and usually add to the story or to correct you. This is a human impulse that happens without even thinking about it. And now, my friend, you have the power to sell like a mind reader and use this in your very next sales appointment. But use it ethically for the purpose of serving your homeowners the very best you can. Hey, thanks for joining me in today's video. Just because our time here is about to wrap doesn't mean your in my time has to. If you haven't done it yet, jump into my free training center right here. There's absolutely no catch. Or jump into my very next video that YouTube thinks you're going to love. And I'll see you on the next one. Hey, before you go, there are no fees for the show. But if I've helped you make money, will you do me a favor? That star rating in the podcast player you're listening to right now, it really makes a difference. So if you can punch in a star rating and a few words and share it with the world, that would really mean the world to me. And I thank you so much for doing that. And now I do have an invitation, a special invitation for my owners, my managers, and leaders of companies. Companies who are tired of being categorized as a scumbag roofer, knowing that 8 out of 10 homeowners don't trust us because the greedy and corrupt ones have ruined it for all of us. And for the companies that are burning through sales reps, like most, by the way, 2 out of 3 of them are quitting or get fired. They just don't have the training and support they need. And the companies who are tired of going at it alone as we navigate these sudden changes that are threatening our industry and have already toppled industry giants. Things like the economy, rising interest rates, consolidation, technology, AI, insurance policy changes, and legislative changes. Well, I've got an invitation for you, but this is not for everyone. Because what I'm about to share with you is a members-only organization that requires taking a member pledge, abiding by our code of conduct, and signing a mutual non-disclosure agreement. In violation of any of the above, gets you kicked out. So if you're looking for that place to go so you can outsell, outgrow, and outcompete the rest as we stomp the scum out, well, then the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance might be exactly what you've been looking for. And inside, you will get the ultimate endorsement by an organization that's already been featured in Fox News, USA Today, ABC, NBC, and CBS, the companies that your homeowners trust. So we, my friend, can do the selling for you to show that you're better and different. The place to turn to get access to the Roof Strategist sales system, our Roof with Solar sales system, and the ultimate community of like-minded professionals sharing insider information, what's working and what's not, and being joined in the trenches by industry leaders, not only myself, but folks like John Cenac, Deshaun Bryant, Cody Landles, and Jim Aline. Well, look no further. The Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance may be for you. Click the link in the description right now and set up your private tour. We're going to show you around inside, give you a day in the life, and let you decide for yourself if it's a good fit. And you can join 100% risk-free. We back it by our 30-day no BS money-back guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Click that link, get your private tour set up right now, or you can call or text us with any questions. That's 303-222-7133.